Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Hey guys, welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Ain't No Way, where we discuss all things 90 Day from a melanated perspective. We're your hosts,
Jamie
and Camilla. Now let's get into it. Oh my gosh. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Ain't No Way podcast.
Welcome back.
Listen, I'm sorry. This is my fault. This actually is not my fault. This is corporate America's fault.
Okay.
Because if it was easier to make a lot of money, I wouldn't have been in school to begin with. But we're done with school.
Pew, 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 yay, pew. Yay, that's yay. What's important. You survived the past 3 weeks.
I know, which was hell, but we're back to regularly scheduled programming, which means that we're back to 90 day nonsense.
And yay. A lot of nonsense it is.
Oh, wow. It feels good. This feels right. That other thing that I was doing for 2 years, that didn't feel right. This feels like what I should be doing. Okay, so we have kind of a lot to go over, but the most recent episode feels like the most relevant in a way. So we can hit on what we know about everybody and then get into the actual tea. Because Sophie really got on my freaking nerves. I was like, wow, you're making my head hurt.
We'll get into that. Because she's...
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. Ridiculous. Who do you want to start with? I feel like we can go Angela and Michael since they're our old and tired and that it wasn't much.
Yeah, that was a mess. Okay. So finally, we actually see them. That's number one.
I feel like they were teasing them like the most, like in the upfront, because Angela creates chaos, which brings viewership, which I get. But we're what, 10 episodes in and just seeing Angela and Michael. So not much has changed since we last saw them.
Literally.
They were on the therapy show. What was it? Love in Paradise? No, that's the other show. I don't know what it is.
Couples counseling. Y'all know. With
Dr. Pepper. That one. And the past life counseling and all of that stuff. Last resort. That's what it is.
There we go.
By the way, Love in Paradise is good this season, so y'all should give that a watch too.
Okay.
But Angela and Michael haven't changed much since the couples therapy show that we saw, Last Resort. Right now, Angela and Michael are both in Ivory Coast because Michael has his embassy interview coming up for the spousal visa. Nigeria's embassy was, well, Nigeria's U.S. embassy was backed up, so they shipped his visa request and processing over to Ivory Coast, which is interesting to me. I don't know, is there like a Union of African Countries. Like, how can they just
Right.
Yeah, I need to like know the process because that was very interesting to me.
Yeah.
But they're both very nervous because this is the third visa Michael has applied to, and they're afraid he's going to get denied. First, he applied to a student visa. That was denied. They tried the K-1 visa after they got engaged. That was denied. And, of course, they got married, so now they're trying the spousal visa. And they're really hoping that goes through. Angela is looking 99 years old. And she is just,
right.
I don't know. I was talking to my mom about it, and I was telling her, it looks like they, like, pressed her nose down and glued it to the top of her lip. Because it's just, something is just off. Like, I don't know what nipping, snipping, and tucking she been doing, but Dr. Obang, she need to stay out of his office because he playing in her face.
And I also think she got, I think she also got her lips done. And I feel like,
also maybe her lip is just closer to her nose now.
Yeah, because you know, sometimes like that can like make like the whole like around your mouth look a little.
Yeah, the filler go places is done blown.
It migrates, it travels, yes, if you will.
But yeah, they're both really nervous about the interview. Angela is quizzing Michael and she's asking questions that them people don't need to know.
Hilarious.
But she also asked something.
Oh my god, this is so funny. I'm sorry, this is funny.
She started off asking foolishness, but then she started off asking like actual questions like, when did they get married? How do you know your wife loves you? All that kind of stuff. So they're preparing. They talk to the grandkids. They're very excited for Michael to come. They send him well wishes. And then we fast forward to the morning of the interview. And before we even come into the, like, before we can even see what's going on, we can hear Angela hollering, and she was double checking the paperwork that Michael put together to take with him to his interview. And she's very upset because she found a screenshot of their WhatsApp messages. And he decided to include a screenshot of an argument that they were having about him potentially cheating. I honestly was on Michael's side in this. I think it actually makes sense.
I completely understood. I was like, oh, he was trying to make it look more realistic. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Why were you, I was so confused why she was mad. I was like, wait.
Yeah. So Angela was basically saying like, oh, this is going to be like a sure denial because they're going to see that we were talking about cheating. We're arguing. We don't want to show them arguing. And it's like, they literally have 7 years worth of footage that's been broadcast on national television of y'all arguing.
They could literally subpoena TLC. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Like, stop.
Arguing.
Stop.
But Michael was saying, which me and Camilla both agree, that it would show the validity of their relationship because couples argue about cheating. Like, that's a natural thing. And that I feel like that's the main thing that the embassy will be looking to prove is this a real relationship? And that get real to me.
Okay. Because especially the way Angela be acting, I think he had the right idea.
I
think he'd be really smart.
Agree. And honestly, he probably would have to do a lot of cropping messages to get out of any arguments.
Hello? Let's talk about that.
And Angela's is upset. She's like, I don't care. I don't care if you get the visa or not. I don't really care. You go and do it yourself. So he leaves. He's trying not to get too worked up with her because he's like, I need to stay calm and collected for my interview. And then afterwards, once he left, Angela is telling the production crew that she wish she would have calmed down and she wants to be there for him. And if he doesn't get it, she's going to feel like it's her fault and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I think she eventually, like, is on the way out probably to catch a taxi to meet him there.
Listen, the therapy might have did a little 1-2 on her.
Yeah.
Because I was like, ooh, now she's reflecting.
Yes, and take accountability.
Right.
Granted, it's after the fact, but
it's late.
At least it's something.
It's late. Yeah.
Because she
got there, and it wasn't.
Old Angela would have never.
Exactly.
Never.
Exactly.
So,
I agree.
That's good. Oh, one more thing to note. Before they had this fight, they were sitting and talking, and Angela was kind of just saying she can't do it anymore if he doesn't get the visa. Like, she has to be done. Because
yeah,
she
like she
doesn't
won't
want
be able to take it.
Yeah, so. Well, we know what's going on in the streets with them, so. We know the visa goes through, so.
Yeah, I think he's on the run still, so.
Yeah, I think I saw something, and he wasn't even in Georgia. He was in, like, Ohio or something. So, he ran the streets, quite literally. Good for him.
I can't.
He played a long game and eventually won, and I love that.
He sure
him.
Did.
Yeah.
He sure did. He thought big. He thought big
yes.
The first time. Like, I know exactly what I could do. I'm going to run this play, okay?
Yes.
Watch this. Can we talk about Liz and Ed? Because this is stupid. And
I'm
I
so
was
sick of
very,
her
like...
crying over a boy.
No, because now you are really the problem. Now it's really you. And I don't like that. I don't like that at all. But basically... they finally were able to meet up. We know the last time they tried to meet up, she couldn't come because she has Riley, of course, and he wanted to meet at a bar. So theoretically, you would think that would be the end of this discussion. I think he did forget that they live together. I'm not gonna lie. I completely forgot about that part. But they eventually are able to meet at a more neutral location that she... like, is appropriate for Riley, should Riley need to be there. And essentially, he was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't think that it's going to work. This is literally him in his best moment to me in the show, because he was so straight and so dead ass, but he was spilling tea, okay? This isn't going to work. It hasn't been working. It's never going to give. It never gave. Like, we should end things. I'm gonna focus on my career and you're gonna focus on living life. And that's what we're gonna do. And she is crashing out when the camera cuts to her, crying, like, so you're gonna focus on your career and then you're gonna meet somebody and then she's gonna have the person that I never deserved. And I was like, you kind of barely like him to begin with. So
yeah.
What are we really losing here exactly?
that's where she had me. Like, you should, first of all, I don't even see how you and Ed were a match to begin with.
Yeah.
So this is a blessing in disguise.
Right.
And honestly, I just really can't comprehend anybody crying over Ed like that. He is, y'all done broke up 30 times in 2 years.
That's what
he treat
I'm
you
saying.
Like crap. Like, come on, girl. This is a sign.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is the most serious we've seen Ed. Granted,
yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm getting old. This is
yeah.
a lot.
Granted, his reason is ridiculous. I feel like he's typically just the hurling insults kind, but
yeah,
this time he's like, no, this is it. I, like, made up my
yeah.
mind.
He's like, no, for real. I think I'm done.
Yeah.
I think I've we've we played this game for long enough, and I think I'm good. Yeah, he was very kind of matter of fact about it. He did tear up a little bit, but he was like, "Yeah, we ball. It's all right."
Yeah,
So
I feel like he's probably
then
talking to other people already.
I think
No
so
shame in
too.
the
I
game.
felt that.
Yeah.
I mean, we met him on 90 Day Fiance. You're from San Diego. He wants somebody from across the world, okay? Like, I think he should go back to what he was initially looking for. But 'cause she'll be fine. She'll be fine. He's not it. He's not it. The next time we see them, she is essentially getting ready to take Riley home back to San Diego for her to her dad's house. And she's kind of like recapping to Riley, like, yeah, like you're not coming back here to Arkansas because mommy doesn't live here anymore. Like, we're gonna be figuring things out, so I'll be going with you to the airport. And then she starts talking about, like, I really can't believe this happened. Like, I gotta go back to people who said I told you so over and over again. It's like, well, sweetie, you should have expected that
Yeah,
because
that
this
was
was,
coming sooner or
it
later.
never, nothing ever gave that this was supposed to work. Nothing. Like, literally nothing.
Quite literally nothing.
So yeah, we're just gonna have to get past that. She's like, I only have my real estate license in Arkansas. I was literally about to call it Arkansas. That's crazy. I only have my real estate license in Arkansas. So she's not gonna be able to work in that way in San
Is that
Diego
not
without having to.
transferable?
I don't think it is. I think it's a state by state thing, like being a lawyer.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, she can stay in Arkansas,
She
or she
could.
can go back to
No, it's out
school.
of town. Yeah. So she was just talking about that. And then Ed had like a moment with Riley and was just kind of saying, like, you know, I'll always love you. Things are kind of better this way. And I was just like, you are literally never going to talk to that little girl again. That's crazy.
Literally never. And
But
I
it.
honestly hate that Liz even like allowed there to be like a for sure closure. Like once he said he didn't want you no more, that should have been the last time you ever spoke to him. Like don't give him the satisfaction of closure and like feeling like he rectified things when he
And
was so petty. Leave him.
then what gagged me, the officiant was his friend. You
Yeah.
found out from his friend. Girl, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to
There's
talk
literally
about.
nothing
Like,
to talk about.
what more can anybody say? It's done. Everything was said, unfortunately. And some of the things should have been said to you, but they didn't, for whatever reason.
Yeah, I feel like that showed how little he cared. So
Yes.
she should not have gave in to him.
Yeah. But he was really trying to be in his honesty bag. Like, you know, when I'm feeling afraid or when I'm feeling insecure, I spew out and I push people away. And I think it's what I'm doing in this relationship and all that kind of stuff. So yeah. Let's move on. Go to single life like all the people do and move on. It's okay. It's all right.
Because they were on Single Life one time.
Yeah, go back. Right. You got a little legacy there.
They just need to get them off of ITV. Both of them. Like, they have nothing more to give. And especially they ain't got nothing to give that I want to receive. So I think they just need to wrap it up. But I think Ed is like addicted to attention, so he ain't never gonna leave as long as he
Does he
can
have a
keep.
tattoo of his own logo?
I think
And the logo is his
his
face?
face,
Like,
yes,
he's
absolutely.
obsessed. Yeah. She'll be okay. Riley will be okay. Everybody will be fine. The dogs will be fine. I was just like, girl, you're pissing me off a little bit with how upset you are. Like, let it go. Let it go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry this happened, but I'm also sorry that you even decided to go.
Yeah,
Because you should
this
know
was
better.
doomed from the start.
Hello. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, love just dating us. Should we go?
I was thinking
Jasmine
Lauren
Jim.
and Alexi.
That
oh,
works too.
those them too.
I'll go Lauren and Alexi first.
Okay.
Honestly, not much here. I think the last time we talked, it was at her last, her like pre-op appointment. But in these last three episodes, she's had surgery and she literally woke up asking, "Am I snatched?" So I think,
oh my God, she was so funny.
it was hilarious. I feel like anesthesia gets everybody. That's why if I had to go under anesthesia, just please take my mouth shut. I don't want to hear no stories about what I said.
Right.
What I,
ignore me, put a bag over my head. Okay.
Please.
Nothing that I said in that state was true. Nothing.
Absolutely not. I feel like your body is just so like completely unfiltered then. I don't know what
yeah.
I would say. It's actually scary.
Right.
But she has undergone her surgery again. I think she got like lipo all around in the chin and the arms and the legs and then the fat injected
anywhere
into
they can
her
take a little
boob.
fat.
Yeah. Tummy tuck, three, all of that. The mommy, complete mommy makeover. So unfortunately, she had a long recovery and is gonna need a lot of help. So instead of going back home right away, they booked a hotel room that's close to her doctor's office, since she'll probably be having to go back and forth for a week or so. Alex is just kind of talking about how difficult it is to care for her because she's like needs so much and she's like very sore and like this was such a strenuous surgery, so she's gonna need a lot of help. So he's staying with her at the hotel to help her while her mom and his dad are at their house taking care of the kids.
Yeah. What got me though, what in the terms of taking care of her, when the doctor was talking to him about the breathing thing, I was like, what? She's not gonna know how to breathe. Like,
no, no,
wait a minute.
I
Wait a minute.
think I don't know what that I don't know what I know exactly what thing he's talking about because I feel like they give that to everybody after surgery.
Okay,
It's
clearly, I don't know.
and I don't know what it's for. I don't know if like being under anesthesia, your body's like out of whack on how it's supposed to breathe, or like the
Okay.
fluids, they make sure you don't have fluid in them. I don't know, but it's basically like a little machine that you have to breathe into that kind of shows how strong your breath is. Like you're supposed, there's like a little
Oh.
tube with numbers on it and there's a ball and I don't know what number you're supposed to get to, but I guess it shows lung strength.
Word.
But
I was
it's a
about to
lot.
say, I was like, this is more than a mommy makeover if you don't know how to breathe. What the hell?
No,
But okay,
no, no,
all
no.
right. My bad. I just didn't know.
So yeah, oh, and another thing I feel like she complained about with the surgery is her torso feeling very tight because they went and soon they put her
Snatched.
abdominal muscles together. So even like
Yeah.
leaving, she was kind of like hunched over because she felt like she couldn't stand up straight because it was really tight. But we see her go
Yeah.
to her first appointment. This is the first time she gets to see her face with like the bandage thing off. And she said, I think she's excited about how it's turning out. Of course, she's still very swollen, but she is looking snatched. And her and Alex talk about how she believes that the kids need to see him because they're gonna be sad, not having both or either parent around. So she eventually convinces him to go home for a period of time, and her mom needed to run some errands anyway. And his dad is incapable of taking care of all three kids by himself, which
About to get jumped, yeah.
3, 2, 1. I couldn't imagine. So he's
I don't even know how Lauren and Alexia are doing it. No shade.
No,
like the whole lot.
Lauren. Sounds like Lauren is a single mama with a dad in the house.
No shade, because he'd be like, I'm at work. I don't even know what these kids are allergic to.
Yeah, he was just acting like him being there a couple hours was the most strenuous, hardest thing he has ever had to do with the kids, as far as like cleaning the kitchen, cleaning the bathroom, doing the laundry. Like, oh my gosh, like I'm here one day and ooh, I don't know what to do. Like, come on.
So the dishes is piling up, and
he
I'm like, oh
literally
my
did
God.
Not know how to use the washing machine.
Yeah, spoiled.
I just feel like this, and obviously this does not apply to everybody because there are single fathers out there, but this just shows like the true strength of single mamas and the fact that men are lost all the time with everything. Later, how you don't know how to start the washing machine? Like, obviously Lauren has been doing everything. Do you even know how to wash your own room? Like, so men are so helpless sometimes. Come on.
Yeah. He's definitely freaking out. He's nervous. He's like, child,
I feel like
I don't know what to do.
He's more scared of that than taking care of Lauren. Because she was trying to convince
100%.
Him to, like, switch out. Like, oh, my mom can come take care of me and you can watch the kids. And he's just like, no. I think, like, I know all the techniques. The doctors then told me everything. Like, I got it. He want to go home with them kids because he don't know what to do.
He's scared.
He was
he's
literally
scared.
having the roughest time those couple hours he was there. They were getting into everything. One fell off the chair. One beating the grandpa up with a sword. Like, thankfully, the baby was asleep.
Scared of y'all. Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Oof. Imagine when everybody started walking. Oh my God. Scary.
Three of them. Oh. Yeah. But that was pretty much it for them. I know in the preview for next week, Lauren's coming home, and I feel like that's going to be hard because he was trying to explain to the kids, like, mommy has a boo-boo. Like, you can't jump on her. And
right, and they're two. What that mean to me?
Kids don't know nothing. Yeah, they can,
right.
Literally cannot comprehend that. So,
like,
yeah.
Oh, but that's my mother, and this is my house. So she's mine. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
yeah, they're not
and
going
I
to get
feel
that.
like that's not going to help her recovery because clearly he's going to be lost in the sauce. And he already had to
They
FaceTime her to turn on the washing machine. Like, he ain't going to know how to do nothing, and he's probably going to rely on her a lot to help run the household. So, and he said he was scared, and he going back to work. Them kids going to be in daycare most of the day.
Yeah, he'll be all right. It's scary for the weekend, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, them your kids, you're going to have to get used to it.
They can't get you off the spot all the time.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You should know how to take care of them equally as Lauren does. So, saddle up.
All right. We can talk about Gino and Jasmine. We already know that they are in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I think for Jasmine's birthday, right?
Yep.
Like, that's why they, yeah. So they went down for Jasmine's birthday. We already saw them with the Gators. We already saw them start talking about the pageant thing. And now we see her going to the pageant class. And of course, Gino goes with her. And she's the only one who brought her band. Weird. But okay. Like, fine. So he's there. Cool. The pageant situation is run by the homeboy that Gino and Jasmine are staying with, that they're visiting. So it's cool. It's like her and two or three other ladies, like one older, more mature. I feel like she's like the founder of whatever this program is, whatever. The main coach, and then like two of the models or
yeah,
whoever.
I think it was two or three of them because there was an older lady. That, well, she's
Yeah.
not old, but she was older than Jasmine. but she looked
yeah
young, and there was a black girl and I think one more.
Yeah. And there were this kind of intro session, I guess we're just trying to get a feel on why they want to do this. And Jasmine was just like, man, like,
they didn't have no session this day. They held it so they could be on TV. No, they all,
because it really gave, like, what are we here for? I was very confused.
For Jasmine and Jasmine alone. This one no real close. Yeah,
very, very much that. So they start talking, and it somehow gets, like, self-confidence and appearance. And Jasmine was just saying, like, yeah, girl, like, you see how your hair is laid right now? I can't give that. Like, I am stressed and depressed, and my alopecia is acting up. Like, I'm going through it. And the girl was like, sister, these are clip-ins. Like, we're...
Come on. Yeah.
It's a mystery. It's magic. Please. Come on. You're from Girl World. You know that.
She know that because she had Gino bring her some Gino clip-ins.
Buying 50,000...
Yeah, they scammed him.
Bundles.
$1,000 a pack?
100%.
And she gonna need 5 packs? No way.
Played with him. They were like, yeah, and you ain't got no hair? Yeah, we're definitely gonna need 5. Because you don't know what we're talking about. So they were just trying to help Jasmine, like, feel more confident and feel like, knowing that she's beautiful and knowing that she is attractive and all that kind of stuff. And this is just one of those good reminders that, like, plastic surgery can definitely help with a lot.
It's not a cure-all.
It can do a lot. I'm not even going to say it can't do nothing. But it can't fix certain things like that, because she has a body. She has, like, she has a body, she has a face, and it's still, like, something to nitpick over. But, of course, she's under a lot of stress right now. So we get that. Yeah. Yes, so this is all going well. Super cute. Oh, my gosh, we love it. Oh, and I think this happened before this, but she finally tells Gino that she's not willing or ready to have a baby right now.
It's after
she told
this,
him.
The pageant. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, pageant thing goes all well. It's all very cute, very beautiful. Oh, my gosh. I feel so
much
better about myself.
Yes. That's how it happened, because he's like, she was saying, like, oh, I think I want to enter the pageant. And he's like, oh, yeah, you can enter the pageant, but if you're going to have to drop out when you get pregnant. And she's like,
right. She's like, yeah, about that. The pregnancy. Yeah. Ha ha. So,
literally, ha-ha.
Yeah, they get back to the house. And that happens. And then she finally admits, she's like, child, ain't no baby coming out of me. No time soon. Okay.
Oh, and that was something else. Sorry to jump in. That was something else that he should have known was coming. Because when they were getting ready to go to the pageant, he was trying to seduce her with his toes in the bubble bath. And she was like, actually, mm-mm. Oh, that was before the alligators. Yeah.
Yes.
She wasn't having it.
Yes. Yeah, she hasn't been feeling it for a long time, and she's not on any type of breast control right now, clearly. So, like, she can't, like, hide it. She's like, no, I'm like, stay away from me. but, yeah, he was very upset, reasonably so, because, like, it was a big part of why she was coming here. They were all under the impression that she was going to have a baby upon arrival. Obviously not happening.
Upon arrival.
And then, so the next time we see them, she's talking to him about, he's upset, and she like tries to bring him coffee. And he's just being like, no, I'm bothered that we're not going to be having a child. And then she's like, yeah, but look at the state of the world. Like, look at the state of our life right now. Like, it's not the time.
She was real for that.
A baby.
I agree with her. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in the confessional, she was like, how am I bringing a baby? I'm bringing a new baby, and my old baby's at home. How'd that look?
Yeah, I ain't even got my actual kids. And right. It's like, yeah, if you're depressed and going through all of that, you don't need to subject a fetus to that. So,
yeah.
She wasn't wrong, but I don't think she wanted a baby at all. But
no, I think she's She was a young turnt mom for a reason, okay? And she wants to live her life in the body that she's already paid for and he's paid for, okay? She's not trying to
And
do that.
the ex-boyfriend too.
Okay, hello. It's been a group
It's
investment,
a
and
literally community
let's not mess it
investment.
up. Yeah, let's not mess it up. Let's not change things. But yeah, he was okay, I understand that. Then she was talking about actually participating in this pageant thing, and he was like, I think you should do it if you feel like it would help your confidence and like how you feel about yourself. And then he was like, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll help her want to have a baby. I have bad news for you. She doesn't.
Real
Right.
bad.
Terrible. Awful news. That's not gonna
Literally
happen. Like, I'm so sorry.
ever.
Yeah.
I just,
So, you
yeah.
know.
I just think it's so crazy how the roles have kind of reversed, not on the baby thing, but it's like, and but she still lied to him also. Sorry to sidebar. Because she did tell him like she's still open to having a baby. Well, we know in fact she is not. Because
She
she
does not
just
want any
convinced him
kids.
that it's like, oh, we're just holding off for right now until things get better. But yeah, that's never gonna happen, Gino. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty much it. And yeah, of course he's gonna be supportive and like buy all the dresses that she needs for the pageant situation.
I think we can go with a couple and just touch on them quickly, the ones we didn't see this week but have updates for since we last recorded.
Okay.
Patrick and Thais. So I think the last time we saw them, his dad brought over a gallon of paint. And then the next day they went and met Thais's dad. And he's so happy to see Thais again, as well as meet the new baby. But he is pretty much treating Patrick like he is invisible. Honestly, he didn't really even speak to Patrick when they met up in the park. And they kind of, I won't say they got into it, but Thais's dad is basically telling him he still needs to ask for their blessing. Patrick still needs to ask him for his blessing on their like marriage and relationship. And honestly, Patrick's kind of over it. Thankfully, Thais's dad was like, at first he was really going in on Patrick, but then he kind of looped Thais in too, because I feel like she's honestly to blame for 90% of the hostility that her dad has towards Patrick, because she's the one who left without saying anything. And her dad was kind of saying, like, y'all both hurt me, but he was really surprised that Patrick didn't ask for his blessing again. And Patrick, I guess they expected Patrick to like ask right away. And Patrick was saying he really don't care about a blessing no more, because at the end of the day, you still going home with me and our baby is in tow. So the blessing means nothing to me right now. I more so like want his respect, because he needs to understand like I ain't going nowhere. So yeah, that's pretty much it for them.
Yeah, I was like, Patrick, you get on my nerves. Just a teeny weeny bit. Just a little bit. I hear you. I get it. But like, just shut up and give the man what he wants.
I agree with that
To me.
because I agree because I don't know. I see it from both sides. I think I stand with Patrick 100%, but to make the situation easier, I think he should just go ahead and give the man what he wants. Because it's like,
You
you don't
not
even
you're
stay here. You ain't gotta deal with that man. You literally never have to speak to him. So just go ahead and do what he want and call it a day.
literally that. Like, the what irritated me about Patrick is the same thing that irritated me about Emily's mother. Like, just go. Sometimes going through the motions is okay. Yeah. Go through it. Just do it.
Especially it makes other when, people, you know, it's just temporary. Literally,
it's temporary.
This is not
we got
do
a birthday party on Friday, and we got to meet mom and them on Tuesday. Like, come on. Everybody needs to get along for the next 3 weeks. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, I was like, Patrick, you get on my damn nerves. And
yeah,
then
I
leaving
feel like,
a girl
oh,
her
on her
birthday.
birthday, yeah.
You played. Get out. I was like, you know what? You get hop your ass back out the car. You're pissing me off. Like, please. Oh my God.
Yeah, he can definitely play along, but I understand. I feel like, I don't know, it's interesting that this is where he chooses to stand his ground because he let his own family run all over him. But I
Walk him like a
digress.
dog. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so now we know what it means to stand 10 toes.
Yes.
oh,
I feel
now
like
we
I
know
wouldn't
what
want to
it means.
stand 10 toes with her daddy because he'll have somebody come do you some. Like, you'll end up missing. Snatched out of your apartment. Very sketchy looking
without
man.
Without a trace. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well,
and be out
handsome,
looking
though.
for you.
I was like, okay, I see it. Cute. Right.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I'm trying to think. Should we go, Nicole? And this wasn't funny.
Do you want to brief over Ashley and Manuel since they weren't here this episode?
Yes. Yes, I do. Because this is stupid.
Absolutely. I hate they didn't
because
rope his
dumb.
Friend up in the foolishness.
Leave that man alone. Leave him alone. Leave us all alone. Okay?
Next week gonna be hot though. This man been sending money to his ex.
Oh, I didn't watch the preview. Oh, put a spell on him. Call the Galactic
no.
Girl back, okay? We need to do
send him
something.
To outer space.
Yeah,
right. I'll turn him into a frog, and you send him to outer space, okay? Because he has got to go.
Because ain't no way for real. Ain't no way you play with me, and I do what I do. Yeah, no, you're not. That's not gonna. Oh my God. Okay. Lord, this has been the longest trip to New York City that I've never been on. Like, wow.
I've been here for 5 years and it ain't been that long.
At this point, let's go. Let's actually go to Times Square. Let's do the thing because what's happening right now is not ideal. Like, what the hell? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they need to get out of Jersey. It's not good for them.
It's not giving. It's not giving that at all. So were they on episode 8? No, right?
I don't think so. I think they've only been on one more.
Okay. So they're Ashley and Manuel have been fighting basically all day. What's new? Where's the shocker? Nowhere. They decided to, because they always need an extra party to validate their nonsense. They invited Jonathan to get his opinion and like his perspective on things. And it's the same old issue of Manuel not communicating enough, according to Ashley, Manuel feeling like Ashley is overbearing and doesn't trust him.
What's crazy about this is they were arguing and Manuel was mad because he was saying it feels like Ashley doesn't trust him. And Ashley was mad because she feels like Manuel thinks she don't trust him.
So I'm like, are we arguing the same?
And
are you both
the
on the same
ultimate
side right
gag
now? It sounds
is,
like you're on the same.
She don't trust
you're
me.
Not
well.
Trustworthy.
Yeah. Yeah, and her untrustworthiness
right.
is right, valid, very much valid.
Oh, wow. Ooh, she gonna call the people on you. You need to be careful. You need to be careful.
Not
no,
the people.
Wait, no, not those people. I mean, like, the spiritual people.
Either one is bad.
Either one.
I thought you were talking about them iced tea people. That's what I thought. That's what I thought you were talking about.
Okay. So, I believe it looks like they're still in Queens. They're either in Queens or they're in Dyckman. They're out in the street talking and arguing, and no one's, it's literally going nowhere. Like, Ashley's like, I'm not apologizing to him. Manuel's like, I'm not apologizing to her. He gets up and walks away. She's just looking very hurt and pitiful. No shade. I'm so sorry. But it was just, he's not budging. She's not budging. So y'all got Jonathan out of the house late for what? Like,
wasting his time.
Wasting his time. Like, I'm confused. And he was trying to tell Manuel, like, you need to, like, open up more and be more honest and, like, more soft. And Manuel was not trying to hear none of that. Nobody was trying to hear each other. So it was very much so pointless.
Like, very much so. And poor Jonathan, he was really trying to play both sides. Like, I listened to him, I listened to you. Now let's come together and find a resolution. Did not work.
He better than me, because they both would have got cursed out. Okay, so if you were just going to stay mad at each other, don't call me.
Literally, leave me out of this.
Why? I could have been in my bed still. I'm confused. I don't like that. I don't like that. Like, very unnecessary. Yeah. When they're about to leave, he was like, "Oh my gosh, I gotta go with my boss." Great. And
he's so petty.
He is very stank. He's very, very stank. Couldn't be me for real. Like, yeah, you know, he's not right. He's not the right vibe. Yeah, that was it for them. She was just looking
same
sad.
Same old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same foolishness. Man, what Lily said, some vacation this is. We could have kept this in Rochester.
He's awful.
He is horrible.
I get that she's annoying, but he sucks. Like, he is so mean.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. He's talking about, like, how her past traumas, like, is not his fault and she can't take that out on him. But I also feel like he maybe hasn't been in a proper relationship, because I feel like any partner is gonna ask, where you going? And what's T is, and he lost some points with me because he sat up there and lied at first. He was like, oh, I didn't wake you because I know you were sleeping peacefully and I didn't want to bother you. Then lay down the line, he was talking about, well, I ain't tell you and wake you up because you was gonna say, wait for me and I want to go and I want my space. So it's like,
right?
You don't want to be around. You don't like her for real. You don't want to be around.
Yeah, you don't like her. Let's just call a thing a thing. And yeah. I don't think you two get along. Unfortunately,
he want his freedom.
Sorry, girl. Yeah, you hold him in back from what he wants to do in life. Yikes, that sucks. But yeah, no, it's not right.
Yeah, I hope this doesn't end badly for them, but I don't see it going well, because he is unwilling to change.
Yeah, he's just mean. I know that Rob, like, swears that, no, I know that Sophie swears Rob is mean. No, Manuel is mean. Like, absolutely. He will say some shit to you, okay? And really not get him. So she should be grateful.
Yeah, she's
dealing with that.
Wild. Who do we have left? I think Emily, Colby, Rob, Sophie, and Nicole and Mamu.
Let's get Nicole and Mamu out of the way, because he should have never came here to begin with. No shade.
He's literally been here all of 72 hours, and it has been quite literally hell from the very minute
he literally he has to fly in on a Friday. He's going and home the following by Wednesday.
Yeah, and then landing back in Egypt.
Yeah. He didn't touch down. He started flying that Tuesday. Yeah, no, it's done. It's done.
It's actually so horrible.
What the heck?
It is so really bad. So, I don't. Oh, you gonna take them?
No.
Oh,
I can.
It's up to you. Which, whatever.
No, do it.
Oh, okay. I don't know where we left off with them. There has been a whole lot of, but honestly, all the same stuff. So we saw. Well, we know Mamu charged her credit card for a hotel. They kind of made up after that. They came to an agreement, like they were gonna just settle down. I think that's after he left again. So he charged the car, he came back, they argued again, mm-hmm. he left again. This is where Nicole followed him in her car and picked him up. Mm. And they got back to her house, and of course he didn't do around the divorce thing. He just
That's
said
his favorite line.
Literally favorite word. He needed a minute, so he sat in the car while she waited for him, and they came inside and talked. And they basically said they just needed time to like think these things through individually to see where they want to net out, because they love each other, but this is a lot, so they just need time to think. He got put on the air mattress in the living room. She slept in the bedroom. And I think this most recent episode was that very next day. And apparently Nicole went to work, and that's all she told my mood, but she didn't come home until like 1 o'clock in the morning. And he know offices
like liquor.
And he know the office been closed. So he apparently accused her of cheating on him, and he said, I have no more love for you. Not only do I want to think I want a divorce, I actually know, because I don't love you no more.
It's for sure.
Because you cheated on me. And Nicole got to switching her story up. She said, I told you that I was on my way home, but then I went and picked up her friend because she was arguing with her man. And then we went out for drinks. Like, I'm not trying to hide that. And he basically said, respectfully, I hear you, but I've made up my mind. I got to go.
Yeah. Oh, and she wasn't, he was asking to see her phone and she said no.
Oh, yes. That's what really did it in for him. I think that was the proof enough that she must have been cheating, because why you won't let me see your phone? Ladies, men check phones too, I guess. So watch out.
No, watch out. Watch out is taking me down. Screaming.
Yes. So he just knows she cheated, and he not gonna stand for that, so he gotta go. And she said she was really hurt this time, because she's used to him saying divorce, 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 because that's his favorite line, as you said. But this time he said, I don't love you no more. And that's what really sealed the deal for her.
Am I bad? Because when she said this, I was laughing. I was like, hilarious. No. So she was like, no, I ain't really take the divorce thing seriously, but you don't love me? That's crazy. Like, what?
Yeah, you, she was saying that at the end of the day, we always scream and yell and talk about divorce, but we knew we still had love for each other. But when he said that, that was it. And I honestly, what is getting, I want to be on my mood side so bad, but
yeah,
some of the stuff he be saying be like, I don't know. He keeps telling her, like, you think you're in control, or you want to be in control, but you're not. So it's like, are you mad because you're not in control? Like, is that what that is?
Right. Like, you don't like how the roles are reversed right now? Like, right. Are we mad at her for different reasons? I feel like we're mad at her for different reasons.
Absolutely.
It's not.
And I also cannot stand the fact that she keeps saying, like, oh, he doesn't get to tell me how to be American. Like, I know how to act here in America. Girl, drinking liquor is not American. Staying out right. until 1 a.m. is not American. That's just what your conservative husband does not like. You can be from,
yeah.
I don't know,
they Timbuktu. He still ain't gonna like that. Yeah.
It just
didn't help.
Yeah, and what made it
a temporary mandate.
Yeah, and she was very upset, so she told him he can't stay here no more. He said, okay. When I tell you he didn't have to open his suitcase and put in a pair of shoes, he was ready to roll.
He's been packed.
Lift up the handle and walked out the door.
He said, all right, bye.
Yeah, and unlucky for her, or lucky for him, whichever one, he done met some friends at the mosque, so he got some right. connections now. He really up out of here for the free.
Yeah,
he got to book no room. So,
he ain't going to cause some people no trouble. He'll be fine.
Because they act like he act. They know.
Yeah.
Them his kind of people. He might not want to leave once he get around with them.
Right. He's like, oh, so this is America. Because America is really, there's not one way to be here. That's probably the most American thing to be whatever you want.
Because
we're so free and open and random here. He really could get with them and be like, oh, I think I like this side.
Yeah.
I feel like
obviously there's an American culture and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But it kind of has to be open and free because there's so many different type of people here. Like, there's so much going on.
Exactly.
It just has to be like that. But
yeah,
I think she's... You taking all the bad, quote-unquote bad stuff that he don't want you to do and blaming it on America when it just don't work like that. Why America can't be other things besides you disobeying the rules of Islam and your husband being upset about it.
Right, because there are, like we always say, there are plenty American Muslims that would like to have a word.
Okay. Yeah,
you are haraming up the place, honestly and truly. Living and breathing haram. Get out of here.
And she was just like acting in Egypt because she didn't have access to certain things. But
yeah,
like I think she forgets that she converted also.
No, for real.
And like you chose this man, and I'm sure she was all. Like, yes, I'll do this, yes, I'll do that in the beginning until she saw that it was cramping her style a little bit.
It's just
crazy.
I feel like her bob even grew out a little bit. She's going through it. She's a little stressed, honey.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it all goes back to communication. Because you could sit that man a text that said, hey, my friend needs me. I'm going to be home late.
Yeah, but she didn't want to do that because you know he would have said, don't do that, come home, and you better not be drinking, or something like that. She wanted to be young and turn.
Yeah.
She wanted to
They're
be
just not compatible because he isn't...
Yeah.
I don't know why she expected America to just make him super conservative because she could have... I mean, super... What's the opposite of conservative? Loose.
Yeah, loose.
I don't know why she expected him to loosen up so much when he came over here. That's where she really made a mistake. She was like, I just gotta get him out of Egypt and he's gonna be a new man. No, babes, you could have found you one of these raggedy men like him over here. That
he exactly who he said he was.
Absolutely, he ain't switched up yet.
No, if he's anything, he's consistent.
Absolutely.
Good and or bad. So
I'm really sick of them. I don't think this is the end of their relationship, but it needs to be.
It should have been. Actually, we could have ended, there's probably 4 or 5 other instances that this should have been over.
Oh, absolutely. But he walked out the door getting him an Uber.
That's one thing he gonna do. He gonna leave.
Absolutely.
He's gonna get up and go. Lord, bless this
with
mess.
Ease. That's so funny.
Let's talk about Emily and Kobe. Let's talk about Emily and Kobe and her white ass mom. I'm so sorry, but I was like, this is, you are white womaning at a high degree right now, ma'am. Like, wow.
And I feel like the dad was being reasonable at first, but at the knock door, he started acting a little bit like a, and I'm like, it's giving Karen and Ken, and I hate that.
I was just like, Emily, no, Kobe, this is your fault. This is your fault, Kobe. You shouldn't have been rude with her to begin with. But also, anyways.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
So, okay, the traditional Cameroonian wedding is coming. It's on its way. And there's a lot more preparation and traditional practices that have to happen in order for the wedding to happen. First, Emily got to cook a meal, okay? So we see them go to the market. They're getting all the ingredients. They're getting the fish. They're getting the meats. They're getting the vegetables. They're getting the this, the that, the this, all the things, okay? Kobe's sister is coming over to the house to help Emily because she's going to need help. She's never done any of this before. And she said when she was at the market, I didn't even know that people ate some of this stuff. So she's very...
I just really find it hard to believe people ain't seen chicken feet before. Like, you ain't say you gotta have ate it, but you ain't never seen it?
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Yeah. I agree. So yes, she's like, okay, I can do it. Like, I got this. I'm gonna do the thing. I know how to 1-2. I know how to bust out a meatloaf. I've never made fufu. It's far more involved than a meatloaf.
Absolutely.
than your average Sunday dinner spread. Okay. So it is what it is. But when they get back to the house, Kobe and Emily's mom have like this moment where she's like having her smell the cow skin. And maybe this is like me being a little sensitive, I don't know, but how disgusted she was, I was like, that's rude. Somebody can say that about your shit.
And will, because we don't want raisins in a potato salad.
Wake it up. Hello?
Y'all or no green bean casserole. Don't need to be.
Yeah. Y'all love to do a little razzle dazzle. Yeah, I've seen some Caucasian desserts that made me a little nervous. Okay. They just look scary. So it is what it is. Yeah. So then the sister comes in and Emily's like, oh, like me and her like haven't really had like much of a chance to connect or like to talk to each other. So I'm excited for this opportunity to bond, but I'm like nervous because I want this all to go well. I want the food to be good. I want everything to like run smoothly.
I feel like they all took, obviously you want to have a good impression on your husband's family. You meet them for the first time, blah, blah, blah. But I really feel like everybody took this too seriously. Y'all already married and y'all got two kids. We're playing here.
It's literally like, let's do the cultural thing. That's really how I took it. The kids is already here. He's already living somewhere else. So why are we so stressed and bound up right now? We need to loosen up. Everybody need to take a chill pill and relax. Okay, yes. Dinner. Da-da-da-da. Then I think we transition into talking about the knock door and what that actually is. And it's essentially a list of items that Emily's family wants from Kobe's family in order for her to be like the marriage to be official. So dad was like, yeah, I want a couple shirts. I like them African shirts. I like that. I like what y'all got on there.
So funny. the mom was so concerned about the price. And dad was like, okay, since we got to make a list, I'm going to go and put what I want on there. Yeah.
Right. He was like, that's actually one item I really do want. I know the rice is a requirement. So Yeah, give me the bag of rice, but them shirts, I definitely want them
Fire.
shirts. Okay, them shirts is fire. I want one. Oh my God. So, yes, shirts, cool. We want some of this. We need a goat, a partridge in a pear tree, basically. They need some stuffs, okay? And that's come up to a certain price. And on that list, it has to be the price that they want to put for Emily. And this is where mom really starts to get uncomfortable, because she's like, I understand that it's his tradition, but I really don't like it. And I don't like the idea of selling a person. And I was
It's
like, this
just
is very rich coming from
absolutely from pe
ancestors
absolutely,
of the
and
sellers
no shade, no
on this
tea,
here continent. That's wild.
and no shade, no tea. Your daughter sold herself for free back in China. But
Well,
let's start there.
let's have a conversation. Let's have a conversation. Things have already been sold, and I honestly, when I heard her like really going on about it, it felt like just like white guilt to me. Like, no, I don't want to participate in something like this because of what it represents. But it's like, you do know that marrying for love is like a very recent thing that a lot of cultures consider to be dumb. A lot of cultures think that that's stupid. Like, that's not an everywhere belief. People do it like it is a property. It is an exchange. That's initially what it was. So I was like, I feel like you're too old to be this upset, but whatever.
I think she was. I think she was just trying hard to not understand. But also, I feel like Colby didn't explain it well,
No.
but she wasn't trying to understand either way. Like I feel like he could have said, but honestly, maybe he don't see it that way because maybe he don't believe that. But I could have seen him saying like, "Oh yeah, this is just tr they just kept saying tradition, tradition, tradition." But I feel like he could have been like, yeah, this is how things were done in the past. I know women aren't property anymore, but blah, blah, blah. But she wasn't trying to hear that, no way.
No, she was like, I'm uncomfortable with the act, like this being a practice, which I think is just,
Are you trying to
I'm not gonna go,
rewrite?
right?
That's
Like,
on
I'm not gonna
brand.
go.
That's on brand.
Okay, they love
Rewriting
telling people how to
history.
do their business. They love judging how people do their one too. Like, how I look going to somebody's house, like, I don't like how you decorated in here. So leave. Like, I don't
Quite
understand.
literally.
I don't know. It was annoying. So she's, holding firm in her position. Emily is like, I don't give a damn. I want everything to be peaceful. Okay.
That's
Can we get to
it.
peace? Can we do peace in the name of Jesus? Can we do that? Because that's what I want. Please.
it.
So the knock door, it's time for the knock door to begin. Colby is coming with his family. He got his stepmama, his daddy, his uncle,
The
and his
two
cousin and
cousins.
them in his car. Right. And they're
Yeah.
all like dressed pretty well. And then
It was a
I mean,
cousin talking
Emily.
about picking the white flower for me.
I was like, I need to hear how this normally goes. Do we always say white flower? Like,
Absolutely
oh.
not.
Yeah, I
Absolutely
was like,
not.
is this I definitely noticed that, and I thought the same thing. I was like, interesting. Okay.
He was like, we saw and we looked up and saw this white woman and we decided to pick her. What? I feel like
So
people, oh my
I
God.
was also like, maybe it's like a translation thing. I'm sure it sounds way better in French.
I don't
I'm
think so,
sure it
friend.
sounds way better
He added that new in. That was something new. He never said that
was
before.
custom. That was a freestyle. That was a little razzle
Absolutely.
dazzle. That's a crazy razzle dazzle. Okay. But yeah, okay, got it. That's fair. so they're Emily's family is already at the house. Kobe's family comes in, and there's like a whole process. Emily has to leave the room. It's like a formal meeting kind of with the family. And Kobe's family's like, we have a proposition. Like, we like your daughter, and we want her to be ours.
Honestly, in like the actual context of this, I low-key agree with Emily Mama. This is wild.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. But what's crazy is obviously it still happens. I know
it's common.
I know somebody that actually did this recently.
We're gonna have to talk about that. I'm so intrigued.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Huh. Yeah, so it happens. It totally happens.
Definitely does.
But as they were going through, like, she had to like come out from the room and see if she knew Kobe's family and say, like, yes, I know them, I'm okay with going with these people, it's fine. And then, you know, mom enters in and she's like, yeah, so I just have some questions. I just have some questions about what we're signing up for exactly. So when you say property, what do you mean by that term?
He should have said goat, cow, car.
Right. The cousin should have been like, I have a deed because I own her. That's the kind of property.
I am her master, okay?
Listen,
that
and
would have literally gave her heart attack.
That you're a part, and then he was trying to say, like, that you're a part of this family, like, we're showing our appreciation for you all in, like, creating her and bringing her up into the world. So that's, like, yes, thank you for that, and now we take her. Yeah. And then Emily's mom was like, okay, but, like, so, like, in terms of family, like, does she have other family as a part of this tradition? Like, what's the thing? And the cousin was like, no. She's a part of our family.
If she was to die today, we would bury her. Their mama was stressed.
That's when the dad was like, okay, now let's just hold the fuck up. Everybody paused. Everyone just paused. What? And I think that's where things kind of started going a little left. We'll see more of it, but it was very awkward. It was a very awkward moment. Very, very horrible. Awkward moment. Wow.
Yeah, I think that's where I feel like that is where the translation piece came in. I get it. It's kind of wild. But I really don't get where the severe concern was coming from, especially with the burying piece. I think it was lost in a little translation. I feel like he didn't mean, like, if she died today, we got to ship her to Cameroon and she get buried over here. I feel like he meant, like, it would be our responsibility to, like, take care of her, like, final arrangements.
Oh, okay.
That's what I got from it, but I could be wrong. And it's like, I feel like what she's freaking out over is kind of, like, there's some similarities with, like, a regular marriage. Like, typically the woman takes the man's last name, man's so right. Now she's a part of his family. Like, it's the same thing. It's not like she's completely leaving her family. And also, y'all live in Kansas or Kentucky or wherever.
That's what was getting me, like,
where exactly are they taking her?
These people still live in the basement. And from Kobe's Instagram, they still live in the basement. So what's the problem? Like,
yeah, I think she was taking it too literal. And first of all, they don't want her because she don't know how to do nothing. She would not be an asset to those people. So
don't you're gassing her up a little too hard. Family.
Exactly.
Okay, she's great, but she ain't all that.
And literally in 2 days, y'all gonna all be boarding the plane back to America. So what's the hoopla about?
Yeah, I agree. That's where I was at. I was like, Lady, I feel like you're doing too much. I don't know, bro. I
She
feel like you
is
got it
doing a
too.
lot. Like, yeah. Nobody, trust, nobody wants her but y'all. She ain't even
No,
got to
for
worry.
real. Yeah, I agree. Oof. Oh my God. Who's ready to be annoyed by Rob and Sophie? I know I'm not.
Oh, I thought we were done. No. But
No. No, unfortunately, because it would have been too much like, right. I'm gonna be really honest. She's very annoying to me. She's
absolutely.
very
And
annoying.
Rob is not too far
She's
behind.
He's not, because you are the reason why we're looking, why we're experiencing this.
Absolutely.
Like, this is your fault. This is your responsibility. You should be dealing with her in private. I don't want to see any more of this.
None.
So they things are going well the last time we saw them. The relationship is happier than it has been. But when we see Sophie in the car, she's looking very like screw faced, very sour. She always looking like something smells really bad around
Rob
her
hit the
to
nail
me.
on the head.
Like,
It's like you're always trying to find a problem with me.
she is. She is. I'm really like, it's me. I've never really won. Oh my gosh, yay, go boys. Hashtag team men. I'm usually team girl, but I think she's just so childish. And then the baby voice thing was really getting on my nerves.
But
I was
you
like,
don't stay
girl,
out and look cute.
shut up. No, literally, tell me I'm pretty. Shut up. Shut up. No, I don't want to do that. I don't
Pretty.
want to do this right
Do
now. I'm
I look good
sorry.
to you?
I'm
Oh,
so sorry. I just can't. Okay, so yeah, they're trying to do couples therapy. Even this was annoying. This whole thing was just annoying.
it's
Like,
literally gave
they're...
Daddy, Am I Your Baby? Oh, Mariah the
No.
Scientist and Young Thug. Because I feel like she want the attention that he gave her on social media when she was an Instagram girl and he was trying to get with her.
Yeah. She's like, why aren't you walking around with heart emojis in your eyes? What's up with that?
L
Why aren't you?
literally, that's what she
Where's the
wants.
choreography? Why aren't you fawning over me? Where's the hard eyes? Like, it's literally that's how it feels. Because she just gets so mad over things that just don't make sense fully to me. But when they get into couples therapy, essentially they were talking about like their intimacy hasn't been the best. She doesn't fully trust him. She feels like she can't fully open up. And a large portion of that, from her perspective, is because when he was online cheating,
I literally
the
hate that
like,
term.
I know, the physique of the woman that he was online cheating with, first of all,
Literally
this.
cackled.
What you trying to say? Because she was like, you were like dealing with like these muscle women and like I'm just not that. And he was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What are you trying to say about me right now? What are you trying to say about me?
I think he went overboard with being upset, because
Because he was upset at the wrong thing to me. Because you're
agreed.
more focused on the type of woman she said you were interested in versus the fact that she's still talking about this in a way that's like, how am I ever supposed to move on? So that's, I agree with you. Like, you're dragging her because you're trying to look not look like a freaky weirdo.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Call her immature and childish. Call her that. Don't defend yourself and get all mad and rowling in front of the therapist, and now the therapist looking at you crazy, like, wow, like,
That lady
this
should
is what you
say,
deal with?
respectfully, I need to end the session. Because y'all got to get out of here with that.
I'm fine with you as clients. I mean, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing this. No, thank
Absolutely
you.
not.
So yeah, I agree. And ultimately, this was so fucking annoying.
Cringy. So cringy.
It was very cringy. And she was saying, Sophie was saying, I really just want to feel like he thinks that I'm beautiful because based on the women that I've seen that he
I
likes,
don't look like
I'm
that.
not that. So I don't feel like he thinks that I'm attractive. and I want him to tell me that I'm attractive more often. And he was like, you
You
like literally
freaking
want me to
baby.
say it out loud? And she was like, yes, I want you to tell me I'm pretty, like right now. When she said this, I was like, oh, you want him to act like the guys in your DMs.
Exactly.
That's what it felt like to
Exactly.
me. Like, you feel like you actually gave somebody a chance in the DMs. Why aren't you fawning over me every single chance
Exactly.
you get? That's what it gave to me. But he was like, okay, your lips are so gorgeous, your eyes are so pretty, your body is snatched. I love watching your booty jiggle
Oh,
when you come
really?
out the bathroom. She was like, oh my God, that was really sweet.
See,
Was
was
that
that
uncomfortable for
hard?
you? He was like, yes. Yes, it was mad hard. And then he was like, oh, well, I need more stuff like that. And then the therapist was like, yeah, you just gotta be more intentional. Whatever. Okay, so this sort of ends well. And in this therapy session, Rob mentioned that he wants Sophie to dress up more. Everything that goes wrong with them always ends up with them going to the sex shop. I don't think they
They
need to
them people
walk in
need
a
to put their
man.
picture in the window.
It's
Do not
sex
let these
shops
people
across the
in.
United States. Avoid these two, especially when they walk in together. Okay? They're scary. They're scary and they're gonna terrorize your customers with their nonsense. So, like I said, Rob was like, oh, okay, she want like I want her to dress up more. So that was initially the plan. And now this is a sex store for many different kinds of people and their preferences and what they like and all that kind of stuff. And she's like, okay, I want to see you dress up. And as soon as she said it, I was like, you're being childish. Because no, you don't. You don't want to see him dress up at all. You just think that this is silly and you think that he's trying to play you. So you're trying to like play him back. And it's you played yourself. Because he was being for real and you now making it a joke. Like, I don't know. I thought it was annoying. But she's like, okay, I want to see you dress up. And she picks like stuff that like gay men wear.
Yeah, for him
Like,
to not know
not.
how to put it on, he put it on like.
But I saw the rainbows. I saw the rainbows. Happy Pride. Pride's coming up. Okay. And I knew, I was like, oh, these are for this equipment she's trying to get him to wear is for a very particular type of man. But okay, all right, cool, whatever. So he did it. He did it. And she was like having a like making a laugh of it, whatever, whatever. She picks out the schoolgirl outfit. She's like, okay, like if my butt is like doing a little too much, I'm not gonna put it on. And I got it for why she didn't want to put it on for the camera.
Yes.
I got it for the camera. I did get that. But
She literally could have called him into the dressing room.
she could have called him into the dressing room. And this is why we do this show together, because she could have called him into the dressing room.
Yeah, I
So, okay.
understood not wanting to walk out there. But
Yeah. So I.
I completely agree with Rob and like his reaction, but I feel like he went a little bit overboard.
He definitely did, but at that point, I was like, Rob, get her. Because she really played coming out in that top that you would wear to the mall. Get out of here. Like,
L
please be I
literally,
was
there
so
was
for real.
nothing special about that. He literally said she got
Yes.
that t same type at home.
What are you talking about? Like, I literally don't care what you bought, where you bought it. You can get lingerie from Fashion Nova in the regular clothes section. Like, I don't. It's fine. Everything's like switching in and out. Okay, so he tried on his little harness. Oh, he's so funny, whatever. She tried on the top and the tie, and me and him were looking at her like, yes, give us nothing. Like, what is wrong with you?
She, it
He
could
was
have
a
been so simple. I can't come out here with this song. You have to come in.
It's a little too hot for TV. So let's, because you know, she got the BBL and stuff, and those skirts are literally, if you sneeze, they're gonna see something. So if you sneeze hard, they're gonna see something.
Oh,
So, of course,
gosh.
you can't wear that out, but She just got very upset that he was upset by like her lack of effort. And she was like, I tried and I don't understand why he's mad at me. And he was like, you got me over here literally looking goofy as hell. You are laughing at me. I'm trying to be for real for our intimacy and you're making a joke. Like, I don't, girl, no, I'm not playing with you. Get out of here. So yeah, they get mad, start arguing on the way home.
It was so arguing stupid.
It was very dumb. It was arguing all the way home. And she was just doing the same whole pouty, crying, whiny thing of, you didn't tell me I was pretty enough. And I was really trying in there. And you didn't do this. And then I was like, oh my God. And then he was like, I feel, and like you said, he said, I feel like you don't like me. And then you're always looking for something wrong. When he said, is there another person? I low-key felt him because I was like, I feel like you're looking for reasons to exit because she was boo-hooing behind him. You knew that that's not what he wanted to see. You knew that. And you played. Like, maybe it would have been more of a gag if you didn't, like, dress a certain kind of way literally all the time. So he wants a little more because you already give a lot.
Yeah.
On the regular. Like,
I agree with him too about the other person thing, and especially about the you like always try to find something to be mad at me about, because she decided to take his like facial expression when she stepped out as, you think I'm ugly, rather than,
right,
this ain't nothing he special. Never said that. He literally never said that,
which is very clearly what more of the problem.
She, like, knows she got shirts.
You got
like
on
that.
A tie. You got on a tie. She had to wear a shirt like that on the show. Like, you got on a tie, a top, and the same skirt that we came in here with. No, I'm not excited to see what you have on. Like,
again, right. You summed it up when you said she want him to be slobbing over her like the men in her DMs. That's exactly what she wants.
Yeah, she wants to
licking
a
the
certain kind of attention.
Ground she walk on, and he not giving that, cause babe, that's not realistic. Like, what are you?
It's doing? Not. It's not. Everybody don't act the way they do in your DMs. Sorry.
No,
so sorry.
No. Yeah, yeah, she's doing. She too needy. Like, grow up.
She's very needy. Yeah, she's very, very needy. When they get back to the house. Child, that was so stupid. She left and she's gonna go back to that girl house, that girl,
yeah,
that we all think that she's already having sex with. Like,
literally,
we
Rob
already
said
all
it
think
in
that.
His confessionals.
Sure did. Because why are you so ready to leave, like, after you've been left? Even when she was talking to the therapist, like, he hasn't called me pretty in months. You also haven't lived with me in months, so when was I gonna call you pretty? Enlighten me. Let me know. Like, I just
make it make sense, babe, because it's not
right. Deep Negro spiritual sigh. I was just very tired after.
Yeah,
dinner.
I'm sick of her. I'm so sick of her. At least we've been able to escape her mama for the past couple times. It's really
and
her,
you know what?
Still being hung up on this vibrating random phone.
Yes, oh my God. She aired herself out and ended up looking way worse. Because he was like, I thought we already realized that it was my Bluetooth and it was just like a weird.
Again, looking for a
thing.
reason.
Yeah.
You don't
so
want
he
to
was
be
like,
here, so just leave. You ain't
yeah,
gotta
you're
make nothing
Get
up.
out. Get out. You are a freaking weirdo.
Literally. I literally cannot stand.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But yeah, she left and she's gonna go to that girl house. And that's where things ended up with them. I'm tired. I'm tired of that.
Truth is, I'm tired. Okay.
Okay. Hello. Amen. Oh, okay. Now we're caught up and grad school is over, so we won't have to do it like this anymore.
Oh gosh. Yeah, all caught up. Can't wait to see where things shake out. I'm actually really looking forward to the food tasting at this outdoor. ceremony.
Oh, I too would like to see that. I too would like to see that. Do you have a Couldn't Be Me from all of these people?
There's plenty to choose from. I feel like you could go with
Literally any direction.
anybody. Of the people that were on this episode, I feel like I probably said them last week too, but Liz is doing a little bit too much with Ed
I
for
would have to
me.
agree. I would have to agree.
When I
That's what
tell
I was going to say.
you, I hear from the officiant that the wedding is canceled. As far as you know, I fell off the
You will
face of
never
the
hear from
earth.
me again. Okay, I've disappeared.
I
Me,
talked
I've
to the homegirl to go to
gone
the
under.
galaxies, okay? Absolutely.
I am no longer even on this plane with you. I'm somewhere else. I'm on another planet.
Absolutely.
We're not going to be sharing air. Okay.
Absolutely. So that's real. It's just as simple as that. That's my couldn't be me, because there's just no way. I feel like, yeah. Thankfully, I have yet to be in that kind of situation, but I feel like I will also be very vindictive. So not only are you never going to hear from me again, you won't be able to start your car, your bathroom's going to flood, like those kind of
Yeah, something's
things.
gonna happen. Something weird is gonna go down for
Gonna
you, and
call
I don't want to do
Ashley to put
that.
in a little spell, like all those
Man.
things. But the hearing from me again, never.
I'd have to agree. I'd have to agree. I'm speaking of Ashley, I'm gonna have to select Ashley. I'm gonna have to pick Ashley because, aside from her insecurities, he's a mean ass motherfucker, and I don't
Yeah,
like
he don't
that.
care.
Like, you not gonna see me boohoo crying. Like, I am sad. I'm upset. I am hurt. I'm thinking you don't love me for real, and you laugh in my face. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just like Jamie was talking about, it's about to get real different up in here. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to step outside of who I am and who I usually am because I feel like you disrespected me.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. So
Yeah,
let's just not and never be together to begin with, you know? So.
I had a little bit of hope for them at the last tell all where his mom, her
Yes.
mom was like, oh, he just has to be comfortable with us. Like, he's used to dealing with things on his own, but now he has us that he can lean on. I thought he was going to learn
Yes.
from that, but clearly not. And I truly think he. You know, some people are just not good communicators, and some people are hiding stuff. And he hides
He
something.
had something big. It's given
Yeah.
outside of the kids that she know about, it's given kids she don't know about. Like,
And
it's
a wife and a whole
yeah,
family.
family.
Like
Okay, like
something is off.
yeah.
And he's
Because
like so reluctant to change. And yeah, I just don't know what he expects, because he keeps talking about my privacy, my privacy. You married this woman. Y'all are one now.
yeah.
So what are you talking about?
Can
Yeah,
we
she got to
not
get
speak for
rid of
2 seconds
him. I'm
again?
sorry. Whatever help she decide to call, she need to call them.
I agree. Can we be messy for 2 seconds?
Of
What you think was
course.
in Nicole's phone? What you think was in Nicole's phone that she didn't want Mahmood to see? I think
Maybe
she was either
pictures of
talking
her
shit, there
drinking.
was a man in a
Or, yeah, I think she
room.
was probably talking
It's given
loose.
very secular, very worldly in that phone. She's probably doing coke.
I am crying. I wouldn't put it past her, because something inspired her to get that bob in the first place. And it had to be a little sugar.
Okay.
But yeah, I
Oh,
think it
man.
was her talking mess about him. Probably that's most likely, I feel like.
Yeah, probably.
I don't really see her talking to somebody else, like cheating. But maybe.
Yeah, maybe not. She's probably just talking really bad about him or doing something crazy up in that phone.
Yeah.
Doing something wild that would just send him over the edge. Ooh,
Yeah,
imagine
but
like being topless or like flashing. Oh,
yeah, she
he
might
would die.
be
He
into
would
something.
die.
Yeah. Or maybe it was like the outfit she had on. Maybe she took her jacket off
Yeah,
at the
okay.
bar and it was pictured.
Ooh, scandal. Yeah,
Yeah,
you living a little too wild.
yeah, that would have set him off too. So I don't know. He just need to leave. But I hate
I have to
that
agree.
she's like so back and forth. Like he's upset and he's kind of like, oh, I need time to think about this. Like I love you, but I just need time. And she's like, oh no, I really love him. I want this to work. And then she's like, get out. You can't stay here. Like what is it,
Yeah.
girl? Why are you so mean?
She's very all over the place. Very all over the
Too
place.
all over the place. It's so annoying.
Bless it.
I
Bless
don't
it.
even
All
want
right.
the Lord to waste his time on that.
Oh,
Allah,
bless us
Jesus,
for having to
whoever.
watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. All the spiritual leaders,
All
don't
of them.
spend your time on us. Okay, spend your
Right,
time
leave
on
that mess
us.
alone. They do
Yeah.
not
That's
need to
kind of
hold up the
already
prayer
written.
line for
Okay. Some of us
that.
got things that need to be addressed. Okay.
Yes.
Oh man. Wow. Feels good to be back. Don't forget
Woo-hoo.
to follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at In the Way Pod. And we'll see you guys next week. For real this time. Wow. All right.
Bye.
Bye.